EU Design Edition, Cadence Soak Verification, Hitachi 3D Production Platform and more. Cadence Soak Verification for ARM-based servers. Cadence has announced early access to the Cadence Xcelium Parallel Logic Simulation on ARM-based servers. Prior to manufacturing, verifying that soak designs function correctly is a task that accounts for over 70% of the Ada compute workload. The Xcelium simulation runs natively on ARM-based servers and is designed to provide power and capacity benefits, executing both high-throughput and long-latency workloads to reduce overall soak verification time and costs. Xcelium improves runtime through optimized single-core and multi-core simulation. It provides up to 2x speedup for single-core and 3x to 10x speedup for multi-core simulation tasks compared to previous simulators, reducing long-latency soak tests and shortening overall time to market. Running the Xcelium simulator on ARM-based servers allows systems and semiconductor companies to best utilize the available cores within those servers to achieve the verification that advanced node designs require. Additionally, the simulator provides automatic partitioning of design and verification test bench codes for fast execution on multi-core servers. Additional technical specifications are available on Cadence's website. Hitachi Automatic Production Schedules and Instructions. Hitachi has announced that as of November of 2017, the company will launch the factory simulator to automatically generate optimized production schedules for entire factories, and the assembly navigation system to automatically generate 3D work instructions based on 3D CAD data. These systems are made possible by using the IoT to link a large variety of information. The assembly navigation system automatically converts completed pieces of 3D CAD data created during the design phase into 3D work instructions, which allows the manufacturing floor's workers to gain an intuitive understanding of the information. The IoT platform Lumada, which is the basis of these systems, utilizes OSS. Lumada also provides functions ranging from Pinhao, which enables the integration, visualization, and analysis of various types of data, to functions that are open and secure. For more information, visit Hitachi's website. NI Data Management Software Suite. National Instruments, NI, has released the Data Management Software Suite. This enterprise software offers a workflow to standardize measurement data across teams, mine the data for useful information, transform the data through automated analysis, and deliver reports. The amount of data being acquired to test devices, monitor physical assets, and analyze product designs continues to skyrocket, said Dave Wilson, Vice President of Platform Software at NI. The challenge with the exponential growth in the amount of data being acquired is the establishment of a repeatable and automated process to extract valuable insights. Often inconsistencies and errors in the data produce erroneous results, which requires engineers to manually inspect and verify data before sending it to a manual or automated analysis process. The data management suite is supported by an ecosystem of partners, add-on IP and applications engineers, and is part of NI's software and hardware platform that aims to lower the cost of test, reduce time to market and future-proof test systems. For more information, visit NI's website. STAG Electronics Test Development. XTAG has launched version 3.6 of its electronics test development software XJ Developer. XJ Developer is a development and debug environment that makes it easy to set up and run XTAG tests, detecting faults on high-density boards without costly test fixtures or functional testing. Version 3.6 includes several productivity and automation-focused enhancements, allowing engineers to set up tests for complex boards in significantly less time. Version 3.6 also incorporates a documentation feature in XJE's file so that users can label methods in the XJE's file which can be allocated to testing specific saved devices. These labels are used by the automatic test list creation feature to further accelerate test setup. Information concerning pricing and availability can be found on STAG's website. Sukin study raises doubts about the sustainability of PLM systems. A report commissioned by Sukin titled Design Data Management in Electrical and Electronic Engineering has revealed that more than 50% of electrical and electronic engineering product designers say PLM systems have limited suitability for their specific requirements. One of the main reasons for these findings is insufficient management of design data and component libraries. However, PLM systems are not seen as the ultimate solution for managing these issues and winning back time, with 52% of those using PLM systems to manage electrical and electronic engineering data rating their systems as being suitable, but with limitations. When questioned further, 77% of respondents did not believe that a PLM system would help them work more productively. Key results from the survey of electrical and electronic engineering product designers. 52% have doubts about the suitability of current PLM environments for their specific requirements. 39% need to better coordinate mechanical and electronic engineering activities. 52% cited growing product complexity as their greatest challenge. 45% see a need to implement end-to-end digital processes from sales to engineering and production. Solutions for effective engineering data management could support engineers in their day-to-day work by making processes more effective and allowing them to focus more on their core activities. To read the report in its entirety, visit Zukin's website. Miss the last EU Design Edition? Click here.